Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz is hosting a ceremonial bill signing this morning for the new law that lifts rideshare driver pay and mileage. The measure will take effect in January and increases driver pay to $1.28 per mile and 31 cents a minute. The new law is expected to prevent Uber and Lyft from leaving the Twin Cities and Minnesota market. The companies threatened to leave Minneapolis after the city council passed a separate ordinance with larger pay increases. The head of the state's largest food bank remains hopeful that Congress will pass a farm bill, leaving the SNAP food assistance program fully funded. Second Harvest Heartland CEO Allison O'Toole.
I wish I had a crystal ball to tell you what was going to happen at the federal level. We're actually, not happy with the recent proposal out of the U.S. Congress right now. It does include cuts to federal commodities and also the SNAP program. And we can do so much better.
The House bill cuts SNAP funding by nearly $30 billion over the next 10 years. Around 445,000 Minnesotans currently receive SNAP assistance. Severe storms and tornadoes continue to pound the central and southern U.S., leaving 24 people dead over Memorial Day weekend. Assistant State Climatologist Pete Boulay says, "We're just getting a lot of rain in Minnesota.
Our severe storm season hasn't even really begun yet. We're still north of the main action at the moment, and that's pretty typical for any season. April and May are down south of Minnesota, and we really start getting into our severe weather season in June."
He says we've had tornadoes in the spring, but they are more common when the jet stream shifts next month. There were some 0.5 to 1 inch hail reports Monday afternoon in southern and southeastern Minnesota. And the Twins topped the Royals 6-5 in the series opener at Target Field. The Timberwolves look to extend their postseason when they face the Mavericks in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals tonight in Dallas. The Wolves are striving to become the first team ever to win an NBA postseason series after trailing 3-0. Point guard Mike Conley says they remain confident.
They'll tell you the numbers and they don't give you a great chance, but it's a unique situation in the sense that we feel like our team is built uniquely in a way that we can find a way to win 4 in a row. We can find a way to get ourselves in this chance to win the series because we do have a lot of depth, a lot of talent, a lot of guys who have experience.
If the Wolves can win tonight, the series returns to Minnesota for Game 5 on Thursday. Two women are celebrating after completing a 1,500-mile bike ride from Minnesota to Maine to raise money for charity. Britta Swanson of Duluth and her cousin Karina finished the ride Saturday after Swanson's graduation from the University of Minnesota, Duluth. They've been raising money for World Bicycle Relief. This is MNN.